Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So, with that said, here's the daily good. Okay, here's our first good news story for the day, and this is a fantastically good story. In the midst of all the craziness of the coronavirus and COVID-19 panic and the worldwide trauma and troubles that we're all facing, I have a really good story for you. I love it because it involves books, and I do love books. So this story comes to us from Spain. Now, Spain has been in a nationwide lockdown for quite a while, and this means, unsurprisingly, that all of the bookstores have been shut. But a lot of these bookstores are now being given sort of a helping hand. There's a campaign called Open Bookstores, which is kind of a fundraiser of sorts to help these bookstores recover once the lockdown goes away. And the way the plan works is this. People buy books from their local bookstores online now, and then they can claim those books once the shops reopen. But the idea, of course, is that the bookstores can use the influx of money in the here and now to pay their urgent bills. So far, it's going very well. They launched the program on March 23rd. It's being run by a digital design agency out of Barcelona called Mortensen and a co-op of publishers in the Catalonia region, which is one of the hardest hit regions for this entire thing. As of the 1st of April, they've sold over 3,000 books, which is pretty good, especially since they have over 300 shops that are a part of the program. But to kind of put things into perspective and to give a sense of urgency, in case any of you are in Spain or want to maybe just contribute to this campaign, April and March are big book selling months in the Catalonia region. In March of last year, they sold over 800,000 books. Okay. And April is a big month because people in Spain buy books oftentimes as gifts for Diada de Sant Jordi, which is St. George's Day, a big holiday. So the target that they're shooting for, in case you're keeping track, they are shooting for 30,785 books to be sold, which might sound like a lot, but that's the equivalent of one day's worth of book sales in March of 2019. So if you are able and willing, feel free to look this up online. We'll have a link on the webpage that you can check out. Let's support some books. Let's support some bookstores. Doesn't matter if you're in Spain or not. We're all in this together. Let's help each other out. Time now for the good word. And today, we're going straight for the poetry with a poem by Raymond Carver called Happiness. So early, it's still almost dark out. I'm near the window with coffee and the usual early morning stuff that passes for thought. When I see the boy and his friend walking up the road to deliver the newspaper, they wear caps and sweaters, and one boy has a bag over his shoulder. They are so happy they aren't saying anything, these boys. I think if they could, they would take each other's arm. It's early in the morning, and they are doing this thing together. They come on slowly. The sky is taking on light, though the moon still hangs pale over the water. Such beauty that for a minute, death and ambition, even love, doesn't enter into this. happiness. It comes on unexpectedly and goes beyond, really, any early morning talk about it. Happiness by Raymond Carver. And this brings us to our second good news story for the day. And this one comes to us from the island nation of Madagascar. Now, you may not be aware of this. I certainly wasn't until I read about this. Madagascar has only been an independent country since 1960. So that means that as of this year, 2020, Madagascar is 60 years old. They are choosing to celebrate their 60th anniversary by planting 1 million trees per year of their independence. So that means that they are planning on planting 60 million trees in Madagascar this year. The goal is to sort of reforest an island that has fallen victim to quite a bit of deforestation over the years. In fact, they've lost something like 40% of their forest cover since 1940. Now, you might be wondering, why would a place like Madagascar go in for so much deforestation when things like biodiversity are things that they are most well known for around the world? Well, biodiversity is great, but if you are a local, it's not exactly a thing that you can necessarily make a living out of, whereas lumber and timber definitely is. So, the government is trying to help combat this problem by planting trees that bear fruit and spices to be exported. That way they can sort of head off the whole logging issue and create some revenue for their island. So, happy 60th birthday, Madagascar. We're glad you're an independent nation, and we are extra glad that you're choosing to celebrate this by protecting your environment. Okay, and wrapping things up with today's Sounds Good, and my recommendation for today is a particular song called Potato Head Blues by Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7. Now, some of you may be thinking, Louis Armstrong or Louis Armstrong? Well, you can kind of say either one, but he referred to himself as Louis throughout his entire life. It wasn't until he actually visited England and some of the fans there called him Louis that he sort of adopted that as almost like an affectionate nickname version of his name. But Louis Armstrong is what he called himself, so that's what I'll call him today. Potato Head Blues, though, that's the point. This is one of my favorite Louis Armstrong tracks of all time. It's from the earlier part of his career when he was absolutely at his creative peak and just swings its head off. There is a section about two-thirds of the way through the song where there's a series of breaks that he takes with the band, and it is like a masterclass in swing and all the different ways that you can approach the beat of music and all the different and phenomenal ways that you can improvise these musical phrases. I just can't say enough good things about this song. It's joyful, it's uplifting, no words, it's just a really happy instrumental tune. So go out and download or purchase a copy of Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7. The song is Potato Head Blues. Okay, that's it for the Daily Good for today. There are links to everything that we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.